Yudah says back, me too. Afani lo yamati ela kishin eskava b'kli. Havad, I'm talking about in the case where there was a good kabbalah b'kli. After they shechted each carbon Pesach, Havad and the Kohen made a good kabbalah. And then the dam spilled on the floor, so that he says, even though when the dam's on the floor, it's not fit to be used, that's the raya of Yudah, even though Yudah's dichui, and now when the blood spilled on the floor, it's not fit to be used, still he holds, you're allowed to pick it up again and put it back into a klisharis, because it's biyadai, it's in your hand, it's up to you right now to fix it up, therefore there's no psul dichui. So you see, this svara of biyadai helps. For the Gemara of Ugufa Mino Yodah, how does he know that? How do you know that all the dam that you find on the floor now first came from a good kabbalah? So Gemara says, Kohanim's reason. The Kohanim are his reason. And therefore, for sure, they made a good kabbalah first. And therefore, it was only after the kabbalah that the blood spilled on the floor. Therefore, if you those, you're allowed to pick up the dam and use it over again. Even though when it's on the floor, it's like dichui, then you can't use it. But there it says, since it's biyod for you to fix it up, then it could be used. So you see, even though you hold the svar of dichui, biyod helps. Our Mishnah also can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Even though dichui makes a psul, but where it's biyod if you to fix it up, it's kosher. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Lamed Hei Yom Aleph on top. Again, the Rabbi Yehuda answered back and said, Afani lo yamarti, elokishenis kabo b'kli. That avada, the dam only helps if first there was a kabbalah b'kli. By the Korban Pesach, first the Kohanim made a good kabbalah. And then even though we're afraid that maybe by one Korban the dam from the Kli spilled on the floor, so later there used to be in the Kabbal order one cup from the blood of the floor and make another Zrika. Smori asked the question, Vugufa Mino Yoda, how does he know? Like, how do we know that the dam on the floor was from a Kli? Let's be afraid maybe the dam on the floor came directly from the neck of the animal. And then how could you make his Zrika? So Yehuda answered back and said, Kahanim's reason, the Pshat is the Kahanim that do the Avodah, they're always Zorah, they're very careful. The Yavdin Haya, and they do it very fast. So in other words, Avada, they made a Kabbalah B'Kli first. So they do it very fast. And therefore, Mishtabchin, we have to be afraid that since they do it fast, maybe some of the blood, or maybe one cup after the Kabbalah spilled on the floor, so there was no Zrika for that Korban. So therefore what he used to do was, he used to make a Kabbalah from the floor like, and make a Zrika from it. Kadimar Akasha, Ay v'haloi dam ha-tamtzis murvoi. How could you make a Zrika to collect together the dam from the floor? As in the Azorah there, after they made all the shechitas, all the blood was on the floor. Let's be afraid, maybe in this cup now, there's also some dam ha-tamtzis. Means not the dam ha-nefesh, the dam that comes out after the Kabbalah. So that dam is not fit for Zrika. So how could you make a Zrika now? So Mora says, Reb Yudla Taimei, Havad is only according to Yud, according to his Tam. The Yom, he says like this, Dam Atamsis Kori Dam. That even the Dam Atamsis that comes at the end, that's also considered Dam. Therefore, it's okay to make a Zrika with it. The Tanya will not like this, Dam Atamsis Biazora. If you eat the Dam Atamsis, it's only allowed. Rashi says, Biazora means, Hey lavin ksive b'dam. There are five laws the Torah says not eat the dam. Chav la dam hatamsis gamina b'krisis. So Tanakhama says there's only an azor lav but no chorus on the dam hatamsis. There's only chorus of eat the dam, dam hanefesh, the dam that the neshama goes out with. Rav Yudah says no the chorus. Rav Yudah says no. Even the dam hatamsis also is the chorus. And then krisis learns it out from sukkim. So kids, according to Rav Yehuda, even the Dam HaTamsis is also called regular Dam. Fred Gemara, V'yomer Reb Lozer said that Moide Rav Yehuda, Linyan Kaporo, Shein HaMechaper, Rav Lozer says in the name of Rav Yehuda Shita, that even though the Dam HaTamsis, that's the Dam that comes out after it's, like Neshama left, after it's dead, the end Dam that drips out, even though that Dam, if you eat it, Yechayev Chorus, but still for Korban, for Kaporo, Rav Yehuda agrees it's not mechaper. With this dam, you cannot make a Zrika. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Ki adam hu hanefesh, or the dashin dam shehanefesh yotze boy, kori dam. Only dam that the nefesh leaves with that dam, when this dam comes out, the animal dies, that's called dam negeret Zrika. But shein hanefesh yotze boy, the dam that comes out after that, the dam atamsis, that the neshama like is out already, And Kriya Dam, that's not called Dam. So even according to Yud, look, it's not Roy for Zrika. So according to Yud, how could you make this Rika from the Dam that was Nishpach on the floor? Let's be afraid some Dam at Tamsas was also Nishpach on the floor. So the Gemara says, true. Ela rather, the Pshat in Yud is, Ela Reb Yudah time, Reb Yudah goes according to his own Tam. Yom that Reb Yudah says, Ein Dam, Mevatel Dam, that Dam, like Min Bemin, is not bottle. Rashi says, Ein Dam, Mevatel Dam, to Min Bemin, Reb Yudah, like bottle. The Kaman Tanan, Lo, Perakol Azvachim, Shinas Arvo. So therefore, what are you afraid? That maybe most of the Dam that fell on the floor is Dam Atamsis. And there's only one cup of Dam Anefesh from one carbon. So that dam is like bottling the other dam. So the answer is, according to Rav Yudah, min de min is not bottle. So Rav Yudah, the time made Yomar, ain't dam of vato dam. Omal and Rav Yudah said like this. Shemar says, Omal and Rav Yudah, said back, Lidavrechem, according to Rabbonin, that you say this dam that fell on the floor, you cannot make a zrika from it, is so, Loma Potikin Hazorah. How come the minig was on Erev Pesach when he used to shed the Korban Pesach and all the dam used to fall on the, used to fall on the floor in the Azura, he used to then pick him. He used to like clog up them that the dam should not run out of the Azura, but rather all the dam used to stay there. He used to close up the hole to the Nachal Kidron. Like according to Rabban, he's saying he can't use the dam anyway. So why did they close up, stuff it up, let all the dam like stay there in the Azura? Or Mulois, the Chum said back, Shavachu of Nayaran. It was like a praise for the Kahanim. Shiahaluchu ad akuvasayim badam. That you have to walk mamash until the knees in dam. Because the whole Azor was filled up with the dam of the Korban Pesach, so it was a shvach for them that they were walking there even though the floor was full of blood. Freddy Gemorai, the Yodam have a chetzitza. How is it kosher? We know the locher is the feet of the Kahanim have to be on the ritzpah. So if it's full of blood, there's a chatzitz, there's a division between the feet and the floor. So Mor says, Lachu, the dam was lach, since the dam was wet, it's not called a chatzitz. And it says, well, they have a chatzitz, therefore it's not called a chatzitz, since it's wet. The Tanan we learned, Hadam, vihad yoy, vihad vash, vihad cholov, dam, blood, or else ink, or else honey, or else milk, yivesh and chaytasin, if they're dried, so it's called a chatzitz. Ma'ashen kein lachin, if they're wet, ain't chetzin. So see clearly, wet blood is not called a chatzitza. Therefore, even though the floor was full of wet blood, still the Kohanim could do the avoda. Fred the Gemara, v'okom mitzvosei manyayu. For this thing, their clothing will become dirty. So big tikkun will become dirty. If mamish the floor was full of blood, so who their clothing will become dirty. Which Tanan we learned before. Or you begodav mitushtoshim, and let's say that begodim was all dirty, the yovar avados epsula, it's epsul, the big dikun has to be nice, luciferous, and not if they're dirty. The chitainu, maybe you'll answer me. The madalu, simple, he lifted up his clothing. The shasiv is walking in the azar when it's full of blood, maybe lifted up his pants. For the gemara, I, Votani, we learned, mi doi. When the pasuk says midoi means kemidosai, that the clothing has to be a perfect fit. Shelo yechsa should not be too short, but shelo yechsa cannot be too long. So how is it possible for him to do the avoda if he's lifting up his clothing? Skomayin says v'herleches evorim lekevis henachnami. When did he walk? When it was full of dam? Only when he was walking to take the bosor to burn on the mizbeach. That's all. But she says, "Hodiv Tani Shvachu." When do we say it's a praise of the Aaron? Bi'alochas Evorim, when they were carrying the Evorim, the pieces of fats. Or the common part. Later the Gemara says, "Kasha, Aye Bi'alochas Dam Echi Yosli." Later the Gemara says, "Kasha, Rashi asks, how could they walk with the dam? The Chur had to be Alochas Adam. Also, the Azar was full of dam. So how could they have Alocha? How could they have the Alochas Adam?" But our core point now, we want to say the pshat is the praise was that they walked with the Evorim Lekevis, and therefore Mar says the Lav Avodi, that's not called an Avodi. Therefore, even though the Begodim like was lifted up, still it's okay. Fred the Gemara of Eloiv is not called an Avodi, for a time we learned, V'hikriv HaKoyin Es HaKoyin, that the Koyin has to do the Akrova. What does this mean? Zu hoileches erom lakeves. It means carrying the meat, the fats, to the mizbeach. So you see, you need a kayin. Zechur is called an avoida. If so, he's supposed to be wearing his begodim. Say, Zechur, he lifts up his begodim. It's not called he's wearing begodim. Elder Gemara says, rather, the case there was, v'herloches eitzim l'marocham. When they were carrying the wood to the marocha, to the mizbeach. The lav avoidi, that's not called an avoida. So, therefore, here they used to lift up the clothing, and even though it's not considered that they wear big dekuna, but for this you don't need big dekuna. Just for carrying the wood to the marocha, to the burning place on top of the mizbeach, that's okay, that's not called an avoida. But now the more is the question, though, uli avoida hechi yazli. But when they had to do the avoida sadam, the locha sadam, how could they walk? The chori, either they're getting their clothing full of blood, or else if they're picking it up, it's not considered they're wearing the godim. So what it says, hechi yazli azli, it's the day. They went back on platforms they walked on. So Rashi says, it's not boyas kevoyin, hoyushom. Binyan avodim. It was like a binyan made from stone. Vienem chaytasin, te minha ritzpain. It was almost like part of the floor. The kids used to be like stones on the floor, that they were like platforms there. So therefore, they used to walk from stone to stone, so they were above the bottom blood. Therefore, the clothing did not get dirty, and therefore, they were able to make the locha, even though there was a lot of blood on the floor. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, HaShoichet Es HaZevach, whoever makes the shechita on the korban, and he has in mind, Lechol Dovor Shein Dako Lechol, he has in mind teeth later, the parts that are not supposed to be eaten, the parts that are supposed to be burnt. He has in mind teeth of Kuslas Manoi, or else the opposite way. He has in mind now to burn the piece of meat that really is supposed to eat. So kosher, Tanakh Kama says, it's not a machshevis pigle. Machshevis pigle has to be only on something that's a derech bekach, either derech teeth or derech to burn. Rabbi Eliezer Poiser, Blessed says no, that a machshava of lechol helps even when a dove is supposed to be lahakter, or something is supposed to be lahakter, it helps the machshavatit. Where's the old place? What's going to be lechol dove shadako lechol or lahakter dove shadako lahakter? Pachos mikazayis. Let's say the sheikhet or the kohen has in mind that a lady plans to eat the meat that's supposed to be eaten chutzlis manai at the wrong time, but he only has a machshavatit pachos mikazayis of it. Or else he has a machshava to burn what's supposed to be burnt, but only a machshava to burn a pachos mikazayis chutzlis manai. So kosher, that's also kosher. There's no machshavas pigled. The machshava has to be at least on a kazayis worth of the meat, either to eat it or to burn it. What's going to be if he thinks the shaykhid lecho kechatzi zayis or lahakta kechatzi zayis? He has the mind that a chatzi zayis meat he's going to eat tomorrow, and a chatzi zayis meat he's going to burn tomorrow. So kosher, still is kosher. And the reason is, Shein achilo v'yaktor mitztarfin. O machshav of achilut heat, and the machshav of burning is not mitztarf. There are two different types of an achilas. You have to be mechashiv on one of them, on a kezayis. Here each one is an apokos mekezayis. You cannot put the two together. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ashreichet es ha'zevach, le'echol kezayis menor, someone makes a shechita on a korban. And again, he has in mind, see the kezayis of the skin tomorrow, and we'll soon see we're talking about now where the skin is not a dove or royal achila, and we're not talking about the skin of the tail, because before we had the skin of the tail is edible. So we're talking about the rest of the skin. So he had in mind see the kezayis of the skin tomorrow, or else min haraitif, he had in mind see the kezayis worth of the soup of the meat tomorrow, which is not called the basar itself, or else min hakefa, which is like the jellied part of it. Let's say you had spices where you put onions or garlic into the cooked up the meat with onions and garlic, and now around the onions you have some small pieces of meat there. So dak dak basa, that's not called basa, and therefore it's not called a machshavas pickle. Or else min ha'olol, you have in dak kit wamsham, the Gemara is that's the leftover part of meat that's still attached to the skin. Again, that's not edible. Or else min ha'atzomis, you have in mind to eat the bones tomorrow. Min ha'gidin, you have a mind teeth from the veins tomorrow. Min ha'tlofayim, you have a mind teeth from the hooves tomorrow. Min ha'kanayim, you have a mind teeth from the horns tomorrow. Chutzlas manai, or else oy chutzlam kaimah. Either you have a mind to do these things the wrong time or the wrong place, still kosher, still the korban is kosher. Why? Because these things are not roi lachilo. So not considered a machshava on an eichel. What about, and the same thing, v'ein chayov malaya mishum pigul, that you're not chayv on these things mishum pigul, like even in the case where you had a machshava on the korban. Let's say the kohen had a machshava pigul b'shat yudum v'avoidu, and therefore it's chal pigul upon the korban. If somebody eats now these part of the korban, he is not chayv koris feeding from pigul, because these things are not royally teat. The same thing with noisim. In case we left over the meat, so these parts are not chayv mishum noisim. Same thing with tamei. If the person is tamei and he eats these parts of the korban, he's not chayv, because these things are not called royal achila. They don't have a shame of basar kachim. Then the Mishnah says, ha'sheichel, what's going to be es hamagdoshim lecho shalil? Let's say you shechted the korban, a korban, a keva, and you let's like a kivsa or a para, and you have in mind teat the shalil. That's the uber. That's the embryo inside the baby, inside the stomach. Or else I show you, or else you had a mind to eat the placenta, the skin that's around the baby. Bachutz means you had a mind to eat from one of these two things, either chutzlas manoi or else chutzlam kaimoi, or locher is like pigle. Again, it was not chal pigle, because these things are not royal achila. So if it's not called a good machshava on an eichel, it's not bare feet these things, therefore it does not make pigle. Let's say you make a malika on a korban, that you bring a term on a bird, you're doing a bifnim inside the azara, and you have a mind then to eat its eggs, to eat the eggs of this bird, tachutz, so locher is like pigle, that's not called pigle, does not pass through the korban machshava chutzim karmoid, because you have to have a machshava to eat from the goof of the korban itself, but its eggs, it's not considered the goof, the part of the bird itself, therefore does not make pigle. What about chalev hamukdoshim ul beit seiturin and chayovim aleihem mishum pigle v'neisa v'tomei? Same thing in a case where you have a korban, and let's say it was chalev din pigle upon the korban, or also din neiser, the milk that comes out from the korban, or else the eggs that come out from the term from a bird, in a case where the bird has a chiyuv pigle upon it, still, if you eat from the eggs, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv and chayiv malayim mishum pigle. No, it's a pigle on these things. They're not called boss or the kochim. You're not chayiv and oyster and v'tamei. Lo yitzur, the person of kohen is tamei and he eats these things, he does not have the lav. Again, these things are not called b'chlal de zevach. They're not b'chlal de chiyiv koris because they're not part of the korban. Not part of the edible part of this korban. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebelozo, pigle de zevach. Let's say you had a machshavas pigle in the korban, you had a machshavas teat from the meat of the korban itself. Tomorrow, says chala din pigle in this korban, then even the shlil, even the uber also, somebody eats from the uber now, he'll be chayav koros. But the shlil, let's say you have in mind when you're making the shchit in this korban, teat the shlil. If you have a mind to eat the baby tomorrow, when the spagla zevach, like it says in the Mishnah, that's not called the machshavas and the davar shroi lachila, therefore the korban does not become a pigle. That's called when the spagla zevach. What's going to be pigle bi'olu? So even before, Rashi explains that when the spagla zevach, Rashi explains, kesover ablaz holds, shalil the baby, gufa de zivcha, that's called your part of the korban. Because the uber is yerach imai. But miyu ein machshavtoi mefagelis hazevich the dover shindak lechlo. It's not a dover that rove people eat, so therefore it does not make the korban pigle. But the opposite way, when pigle is chal upon the korban anyway, then this is considered part of the goof of the korban, and if you eat the shalil, you would be chayav koros. Now pigle be olul again. That's the Rashi says shalif by a bird royal achilu derochich. The olo, let's say that's the meat on the skin of the bird, so that's edible. So pigle be olo. If you have in mind to eat this type of meat on the skin tomorrow of a bird, that's roi teat. Therefore, nispaglo, maro. Therefore, the part of the bird of the maro is also chal anissa pigle. Even though it's not chozi lachilov, the maro, that's the place that has the junk in it, because it's called pirsha biyamu, Rashi says, But therefore, when if you have a machshava titat, it does not make the bird tiggle. But if you have a machshava tit meat, even that part of maror also becomes tiggle. So that's what it says, tiggle biolol. If you have a mind teeth from the meat on the skin of the bird, it's akamates nispagol maror. But a maror, if you only have a mind teeth of maror, that's the crop that has the junk inside it, that's not called an oichel. Therefore, le nispagol olol. Therefore, the olol means the rest of the oif does not become a pigle. What's going to be pigle be a murim? Let's say you shecht a porim, that's hanisrofim, manas lahakter a murim chustas manoi. You have in mind in a regular korban apnim to burn the emurim the wrong time. So that's pigle. Nispagol emurim. So pigle be emurim, nispagol porim enechnami. And then the bosser also has nispagol on it. But the porim, let's say a mechashiv heat the meat tomorrow, lo nispagol emurim, then there's no pigle chal upon the emurim. Because this meat is not edible. This meat is supposed to be burnt. There's no meat to be eaten here. The Rashi says, because he was mechashav lecho dovor sheindako lecho. So therefore, if you have a machshava teat from the meat of the korban chatas apnim that's supposed to be kula kolo, kula burnt, there's no din tigle. It's led as pagalimurim. Such of letz alocho. The Gemara says, leimo misaylev. I bring you proof to Reb Lezer. There's a Gemara later that says, vishovin, means Rashi says, Reb Shimon Chachomin, that they yagd in perik be shamai. So Rabbanan Amri, pigol noyeg b'por manas rofim. Rabbanan is saying, a pig on this por manas rofim, there is a din pigol. Reb Shimon Amri, no, there's no din pigol. Because he says, kol shein amazer achitzoin, hechiyom lemeshim pigol. Learn it out from Shlomim, it has to only be a korban that's brought on the mezbech achitzoin. But this korban, the chates apnim, that's only brought on the mezbech apnim, there's no din pigol. That's the machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanin by a chates apnim, is that pigol or not? So the Gemara says now v'shovin that they both agree shem chisha v'achilas porim uv'sreifoson loyosav leklum. That if you have a machshav at heat from these porim and esrofim, or else uv'sreifoson that loyosav leklum, you did not do anything. So l'chur, what does it mean to say here? The Rashi explains why they both agree here, why they shovin. Because if you have a mind to eat from the bosra of this chatas apnim, it's not supposed to be eaten. Those things are supposed to be burnt, so that's not called the machshava sachila. And even if you mechashiv to burn it the wrong time, but since where you burn this is, Rashi says you had a mind to burn it by the Beis Hadeshin, that's talocha, that's where you're supposed to burn the meat, is by the Beis Hadeshin, not on the Mizbeach. So burning not on the Mizbeach, that's not considered an achila either. But since you're mechashiv to do either not an achila of burning it in the Beis Hadeshin, not on the Mizbeach, or else eating this meat that's not edible, not supposed to be eaten, is not called the Machshavas Pigel. That's what it says in Gemara of Kuf Dalet, that Vishav and both of Shimon Chomin agree that if you mechashiv on these things, learn a spagel emurim. Chizbachil's form was Sreibosen, but Yosef Leklum. So Gemara says, my love, doesn't it mean to say, for Chishav be emurim, nispagel porim, but mashmi of the head of Machshava on the emurim itself, the emurim that's burnt on the Mizbeach, if they're in the chashiv to burn the emurim the wrong time, that would make pigle, mispagel porim, that then the power does become pigle. See, even though it's not something you're supposed to eat, but that song is not called a machshava to create pigle. But once pigle is created already, because you had a machshava to burn the emurim, which is supposed to be burning on the Mizbeach, and that's called an achilas Mizbeach, and you had a mind to do that tomorrow, it does make pigle. So go to Raya to Reb Leza, that the Purim do become tickled. So where's this light? No, maybe that's not the product. Maybe that's not the pshat. Ho chisha bir murim, maybe only nispagli mur matzmon. Maybe if you mechashiv to burn the murim,